A few days earlier in Princeton, Abraham Pice had learned that the New York Times was about to break the story. Knowing that reporters would pester Einstein for a comment, he drove over to the physicist's house on Mercer Street. When Pice explained his mission, Einstein chuckled loudly and then said,
"The trouble with Oppenheimer is that he loves a woman who doesn't love him, the United States government." The problem was simple. All Oppenheimer needed to do was to go to Washington, tell the officials that they were fools, and then go home.
Privately, Pice may have agreed, but he felt this would not serve as a statement to the press.
So he persuaded Einstein to draft a simple statement in support of Oppenheimer. "I admire him not only as a scientist, but also as a great human being," and got him to read it to a United Press reporter over the phone. On Wednesday, April 14th, day three of the hearing, Oppenheimer began the morning in the witness stand, answering questions posed to him by Garrison about his brother, Frank. Oppenheimer was very concerned that the AEC letter of charges included language stating that Hoken Chevalier thereupon approached you either directly or through your brother, Frank Friedman Oppenheimer, in connection with this matter. So when Garrison asked him whether Frank was involved with the Chevalier approach, he replied, "I am very clear on this. I have a vivid and, I think, certainly not fallible memory." He had nothing whatever to do with it. It would not have made any sense, I may say, since Chevalier was my friend. I don't mean that my brother did not know him, but this would have been a peculiarly roundabout and unnatural thing.
This made perfect sense, but Strauss, Robb, and Nichols believed it was a lie, and, without any proof, they would insist that Oppenheimer had lied to the hearing board.